This Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE, any station. Can I have radio check, please?
KG4 PFI.
Appreciate it. Do you have a good Christmas?
We went over to her brother's house and had a big Christmas dinner. Other than that, that's about it. But I'm just glad I'm still walking around above ground there.
Roger that. Well, glad you had a good Christmas. And just think tomorrow will be 2024. Is that right? I think that's right.
I'll tell you, when you get old, you get to forgetting. Just going on at you. I couldn't help myself. Yeah, it is. 2024, I guess. I never knew I was going to live this long, to tell you the truth. But I don't want to keep you all tied up here, getting ready to call the net.
Well, maybe it's not forgetting. Maybe it's just not remembering things that ain't worth it. How about that? Is that a little better?
Cogitate on that a little bit.
And it's 2024 tomorrow. It's just another day, right?
Exactly what it is, just another day. But I think about all the people that in the world right now that don't have anything. They're hungry and all that kind of carrying on. But I'm just lucky that me and my wife are still above ground, and my son's healthy, and everything's going along pretty good for two people. It's, let's see, Linda and I have been married 63 years. So that might tell you how old I am. She robbed me. She robbed a cradle.
Amazing. That's amazing. My wife and I have been married over 30. And, wow, well, we'd like to sit down and talk with you two. My goodness.
Internet. We met in the first grade, 1947. She was 6 1/2 and I was 7. I chased her till she caught me.
Y'all been hanging on ever since, right?
Got brains of the outfit, and I just say, yes, ma'am.
Best way to do it, I believe. I think that's probably what we call to do as husbands anyway. So, anyway, Don, I appreciate it, and I appreciate the signal report. And let me get my paperwork ready, and I'll see you here in just a few minutes. KG4BFIQ4NUE, standing by, sir.
Okie dokie. Well, go ahead. I don't mean to tie you up. KG4BFI, clear.
I'm standing by for that.
CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. It's located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all licensed operators are invited to check in tonight. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE. We'll now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAGCHU portion. Tonight, we'll start with the pre-check-in, starting with W4FCM, Mr. Fred and Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Miss Isla and Traveler's Rest, W2AMD, Mr. Andrew, and K4XMR, Mr. Mel and Prosperity, KG4PFI, Mr. Don and Piedmont, and KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, also in Piedmont, KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben in Simpsonville, and KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt in Greenville, Curtis in Greenville, KI4LZI, Mr. Andy in Table Rock, and KW4TS, Mr. Jim in Pelzer, KN4RJN, Mr. John in Brown Summit, ASW, Mr. Tony in Asheville, and KQ4JSK, Ms. Kim in Asheville, and KQ4ESO, Mr. Mike in Simpsonville, and KA5WLL, Mr. Leroy in Taylors. All right, that covers the pre-check-ins tonight. Appreciate you guys checking in with us. With that, we'll go ahead and move on to EchoLink and EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE, please check in Kilo Golf 4 Whiskey November Papa. Landing via EchoLink, Lone Rock, North Carolina now.
Now Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, Gus, in and out as well.
Mr. Gus, can you give me your location tonight, sir?
Sorry, this is Alpha 4, Golf Hotel, Gus in Southwest Florida, and I wish Happy New Year's to everybody on the net.
After that, we'd like to welcome KG4WNT. That's Mr. Landon from Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Landon, appreciate you checking in with us tonight, sir, via EchoLink in AA4 Golf Hotel, Mr. Gus in Southwest Florida, and Happy New Year to you too, Gus. Nice hearing from you tonight. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move to the RF portions of the check-ins tonight. Tonight being Sunday night, the last night of the year, we'll go ahead and start with Alpha through Delta, any station. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE.
4NUE. Please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be in and out. Happy New Year to everyone on the net. 73s.
KO4NUE. Good evening, Chad. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative, and Happy New Year to you, Chad, and Anna, and everybody on the net.
And UE. And everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec, B2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you, everybody on the net.
UE. Mr. Chad, Miss Anna and the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride joy. Fred home and Easley, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Anna, all on the net, and Happy New Year to everyone.
It's a good group. Let's go ahead and start with Mr. Rick, KK4 Delta Mike Whiskey, and he brings along his wife, Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, all in Piedmont. And Rick, Merry Christmas to you, too. Happy New Year. Tell Miss Lorena I said Happy New Year. My group is W4DJW, that's Mr. Dave in Greer, and KB2BYQ, that's Mr. Dave in Easley, and KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley, and he also brings along Miss Joy, K3JOY. And Miss Joy, if you're listening tonight, ma'am, I hope you had a wonderful day. And Gary, were you in or out tonight? I'm sorry, sir, I missed it. So with that, we'll go ahead and move to any additionals, Alpha through Delta. Any additional stations, Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move back up to EchoLink real quick. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Yankee, Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim in Berea. I'd go on the radio, but my battery's dead, so we do an echo link. I'll be negative and negative.
Good evening, Chad. Please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4, Whiskey, Zulu, WZ. My name is Chief from South Carolina. Thank you for calling in that tonight, Chad, and Happy New Year. Negative.
K4NUE, this is W4 November Golf Uniform. Phil in Boiling Springs, good evening, Chad. Negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome KO4YHY, that's Mr. Jim in Berea. And Jim, doesn't matter if your battery's dead or not, you made it in one way or another. That's all that counts. Happy New Year to you, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4WWZ, that's Mr. Chandler in Easley. Chandler, I was able to make out most of your transmission, but I know your voice and I know where you are, so we'll go ahead and get you in the log. Happy New Year, sir. Also, Mr. Phil, good to hear from you, Phil, W4NGU in Boiling Springs. I hope you are doing well, Phil, and hope you had a Merry Christmas, sir. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and move to next on the RF check-ins tonight, which would be Echo through Hotel. Easy Station, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. And on the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm somewhere above Rosman, and thank you for covering the net tonight. No comment, no traffic.
4NUE. Yes, good to hear you again. Come around more often next year. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry in Keller, North Carolina. Happy New Year, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
In the log, sir. All right, any additional stations echo through hotel before I recognize these? Any additional echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE.
Number 4, Echo Delta Whiskey, Edinburgh Park, no traffic, no comment, I'm monitoring.
NUE. K4, Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet. Keene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
All great. We'll go ahead and start with Mr. Patrick in Rosman tonight at KO4HKX. Patrick, you be safe coming home tonight, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KC4EZN, Mr. Harry in Candler, North Carolina, on this nice Tuesday evening. Also, we'd like to welcome N4EDW, Mr. Ed in Brevard. Ed, nice hearing from you tonight, too, sir. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene in Taylor's. Gene, I'm going to give you a holler, not tomorrow, but the next day. Just want to let you know I'm with you. All right, any additional stations echo through hotel, please call KO4NUE.
Chad.
All right, let's move on to the next group, which is, let's see, I can't read here. Give me just a second. India through Lima. Any station, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And that's where I'll be negative and negative. Saying 73s for each one of you.
KO4NUE. If you could, please check in Whiskey 4. Juliet Echo Tango, that's WW4JET, formerly KQ4IYZ, actually, previous call sign, just changed. That's Matthew, Northern Pickens County, negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Chad.
4NUE. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. Hope everyone is hoping for a good new year. 7-3.
Can you wait? Dad, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, 4. Juliet, Kilo, Victor. K-O-4-J-K-V. This is Duncan in Asheville, and thanks for closing out the year for us. Happy New Year. Other than that, I'll be negative and negative.
Good group. We'd like to welcome KK4JFO, that's Mr. James, up in Tuxedo, and WW4JET, that's Mr. Matthew in Pickens County. And Matthew, that's an interesting call sign, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry in Greer. Larry, nice to hear your voice tonight, sir. And I do have you in the log. Also, we'd like to welcome Miss Donna, KC4MFK. And Miss Donna, if you are listening tonight, ma'am, I hope you had a wonderful evening. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan in Asheville. All right, any additional stations, India through Lima, please call KO4NUE. So with that, we'll move on to the next group, which is Mike through Papa. Any station, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE.
Check in Kilo X-ray 4, Mike Tango, KX4MT. Mike Pickens, and I'll be negative and negative. Happy New Year.
If I missed you, I'll go ahead and get you again. We'd like to welcome KO4JKV, that's Mr. Duncan up in Asheville, and KX4MT, Mr. Mike in Pickens, K4OIM, that's Mr. Walt in Inman. Walt, it's so good to hear your voice, sir, and Happy New Year to you. Also, I'd like to check in my wife via text message via Echo Link tonight, KO4RYP, here in Campobello with me. And W4NTQ, Mr. Eddie in Simpsonville. Eddie, it's a pleasure hearing your voice tonight, too, sir. And I hope you had a very Merry Christmas. All right, any additional stations, Mike through Papa, please call KO4NUE. So with that, we'll go ahead and move on to the next group, which is Quebec through Tango. Any station, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE.
Good to hear your voice tonight, my friend. Please check in Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta, AA1RD. Bob here in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to you and Miss Anna and all on the net, and Happy New Year to all.
More in you, Dad. Good to hear you tonight. Please check in KO4QLG. This is Chris in Liberty, and I won't be named
in the name. We'd like to welcome AA1RD. That's Mr. Bob down in Piedmont, and it's good to hear your voice tonight, too, Mr. Bob. Hope you are doing well. Also, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG. That's Mr. Chris in Liberty. Chris, nice hearing from you, sir, and I hope you had a good Christmas. All right, with that, any additionals, Quebec through Tango, please call KO4NUE. So we'll move on to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu. Any station, Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
Spin UE. Okay, please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net, and Happy New Year.
Welcome, K4XB. That's Mr. Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, nice hearing from you, sir, and I appreciate you checking in with me tonight. All right, any additional stations, Uniform 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Heard, so we'll move up to Echolink and Echolink stations only. Please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Good evening, sir. Please check in Kilo India 4, Kilo Charlie X-ray. That's KI4KCX. My name is Jerry. My location at the moment is Lawrence. I'm trying to get to Gray Court if these people get to moving. Go, too many fireworks going off. I want to get back out in the country where it's quiet. just check me in and out tonight. And hope everybody has a good new year. 73s to everybody.
All right, we'd like to welcome KI4KCX. This is Mr. Gary down in Lawrence. And, sir, I hope you have a safe trip trying to get out to the country where it's quiet. I don't care too much for the fireworks myself, but Happy New Year to you, sir. All right, with that, we'll go ahead and open it up to the big group. Any station, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
NUE. Good evening, Chad. Long time no hear from. This is KB2GUN, Bill, at Bill's River, and you can check me in and out for this evening.
NUE. Good evening, Chad, and everybody on the net. Good to hear you, Chad. Please check in Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Houston, Seneca. No traffic, no cop.
Well, please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, see it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling the net, Chad, and you and Miss Anna and everybody on net have a very happy new year. No traffic, no comment.
NUE. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4, Hotel X-ray Papa, KQ4HXP. This is Chuck up in Weaverville. I'll be negative and negative, but 73 and wishing everyone on the net a very happy new year.
Let's go ahead and get Mr. Bill up in Mills River, KB2GUN. Bill, it's nice hearing from you, and you're right, sir. It has been a while since I have talked with you. I hope you are doing well, and I hope you're keeping North Carolina under control up there. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's to you, sir. Also, we'd like to welcome KN4CHY. That's Mr. Keith in Seneca. Keith, nice hearing from you. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Sid, we are doing well. Appreciate you asking, sir. Hope you and yours are well, too. Also, we'd like to welcome KQ4HXP. That's Mr. Chuck in Weaverville. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KNUE. Kilo 4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW Richard Grable. No traffic, no round table. Happy New Year to everybody.
About you, K4ROW in Grable. Appreciate you dropping by. Nice hearing from you tonight, sir. And hope all is well with you. All right, I'll make one more call before we move on to the rag chew portion. If I miss you here, I'll get you in between rag chews. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE. So with that, we'll go ahead and secure the formal portion of the net tonight, and we'd like to thank each one of you for checking in on the last day of the year. All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew, you may secure your station at this time. This is KO4NUE, and it has been a true pleasure to be your net controller tonight. First on the stump tonight is KI4DOS, Mr. Gary in Easley. Gary, how are you, sir?
Annette, KI4DOS. I'm doing really good. Can't complain about anything. My buddy Dwight up there in Tuckasegia, hadn't heard him in a long time, but I'd like to borrow his cannon or find somebody with a howitzer or something so I could rattle my neighbor's windows. They're rattling mine.
Well, we got the same issue out here. So, you know, I guess this time of year I keep a set of earbuds that I can connect to my phone, and I just put the earbuds in. And I've got this little Veterans Day, not Veterans Day, but songs that are, you know, movies that I listen to. Black Sheep Squadron and MASH. And there's three or four others in there. What was it? Colonel Klink. What was the name of that show? Colonel Klink. Anyway, I listen to all that, and it just kind of loops seven or eight songs, and I usually listen to that to keep the fireworks out of my head. Exactly. And the Ballad of the Green Beret, that's in there. I have to look on the list, but there's some good songs in there that, you know, keep me distracted. How is Miss Joy?
Yeah, Joy is doing fine. She's in the other room. She was playing a game on her Kindle and watching TV, and I don't know what else she's doing. But no, we had a good day over here today. It's been uneventful, been kind of peaceful around here. Kind of just took it easy today. Getting ready for tomorrow, you know, that's the first of the year. And all that goes on with that. I was in here in the ham shack today, got to fiddling around and looked up and hit my license hanging on the wall. And I got to renew my license. It expires the 6th of January.
Oh, no, you can't do that. You know, you get to your grace period, but still you need to, you know, do what you need to do to get it renewed. That's not good to let that expire.
If I did, I don't know who would get all these radios. So I ain't taking all them tests again. But anyway, like I said, I saw that, and I said, oh, my goodness, I need to get on the computer. Got on there, and found the right page finally, and then started to log in, and I forgot my password, and I can't find my password. It's here in the office, in the ham shack someplace, in the filing cabinet. But I got to dig through that, find that, get all that straightened out so I can take care of that tomorrow. Joy said, well, they won't be there tomorrow. I said, no, but their computers will be working.
They keep their KO4NUE with KO4DOS. Yeah, they keep those things that the computer runs, you know, all the time. It took them about 6 months to get things straightened out. But, you know, every time I mess with them, I end up having to call somebody. So, I think there's a woman up there, and her name's Christine, I think. I talked with her so much, we just kind of like, hey, yeah, what's the weather up there today? Oh, nothing much, you know. We just kind of small talk for a few minutes, and then she just says, okay, you know, Chad, what you need today? So, you know, you can always call them. They're real helpful.
I tell you what, maybe I'll wait till Tuesday, and I'll just call them and ask for Christine and tell her, you know, I'm a friend of Chad's. Would that work?
That's exactly what you need to do. You just say, I want to speak with Christine. She's got a little accent now, but I think kind of New Hampshire-ish kind of twang to it. But, you know, just tell her Chad told me to call you and that you would help me. And you might get helped. I don't know.
I might have somebody knocking on the front door and take me over to the funny farm in a pair of handcuffs.
I understand. Well, like I said, I haven't had any problems with phone help. You know, they've always, somehow I don't know, I've always kind of ended up with her two or three times, and then, you know, you can ask for, you know,
a specific person to help, you might have to wait and hold. But if you go in there for a recurring thing that, you know, like it takes, you know, 4 or 5 days to get all paperwork right and this, that, and the other, it's helpful to talk with the same person. They know what's going on. So that's kind of how we got linked up, I guess. But, you know, I think it's pretty straightforward just to renew your license. But, I mean, if you just want somebody to talk to, then ask for Christine. She'll yak with you all day.
Hope I don't have to go through all that, but we'll see what happens tomorrow. I'm going to dig through here and find my paperwork, and that way I won't have to worry about it anymore. But anyway, I just thought I'd get in here and bump my gums a little bit with you. I was sitting here this afternoon, and I decided I'd go in there and get me a little piece of pumpkin pie for a snack. So I had me a piece of pumpkin pie and a cup of coffee. So I won't get one tonight, which I don't need to eat that much pie and coffee before I go to bed anyway. I don't guess. Coffee don't hurt me, but the pie is making my community expand. But anyway, I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Sound like you got a real good night going. Appreciate you stepping in there and picking that up for Patrick. And you and Miss Anna have a wonderful day tomorrow. Happy New Year. And just try to stay sane. That's what I'm going to do. Talk to you later, Chad. 73 there, young man. KO4NUE
in the net, KI4DOS. Nice talking with you. Happy New Year. And you might have a little bit of fireworks tomorrow night, too. They usually hang, you know, kids hide on it, you know, so they have something to pop the next day. So just letting you know, 73-3, you have a wonderful evening. All right, any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. I did it again, and Bernie said, did you check in? And I said, you're running CW. I'm sorry. And good evening, Chris. Oh, this is N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative. Bernice and I say Happy New Year to you and Anna, and I hope you enjoyed the apple strudel.
Oh, Tom.
Hi, Chris.
I'd like to welcome N0TR. That's Mr. Tom and Greer. And Tom, yes, we did enjoy the strudel, and Miss Bernice did a wonderful job as usual. And Happy New Year's to the both of you. And I hope y'all are doing well. All right, let's see. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. Mount Kilo, Quebec 4, Bravo Golf Echo. Hope everyone on the net is having a great New Year's, and I hope they have a better day tomorrow. 7-3.
NUE. K4 QDU, Quebec Delta Uniform, Randy and Greer, you can check me in and out.
Let me back up here for a minute. Last call in station, can I have your call sign one more time, sir? I got K4QU, is that correct?
It's close. K4 QDU, Quebec Delta Uniform, K4 QDU, and I'm Randy and Greer.
Roger that. All right, first station, KQ4 BGE, can I have your name and location, sir?
Yes, sir. Sorry about that. Name is Donnie, and I'm in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina.
Looks right. We can roll now. We'd like to welcome KQ4BGE. That's Mr. Donnie in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Donnie, hope you were doing well. And K4QDU. K4QDU. Mr. Randy and Greer. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Appreciate you checking in with us. Any additional Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. So next on the stump, KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, how are you, sir? It's so nice to hear your voice.
4NUE, this is KK4JBQ. And Donna just walked in and said, ooh, is that Chad? I said, yes, ma'am, it is. It's awfully good to hear him.
and I can't wait to ask him if he's a grandpa yet.
I knew that'd be the first question you asked, so no. No, not yet. She was due 2 days ago. So we are, you know, waiting patiently by the phone, and, you know, it's gotta be any day now. I mean, he can't stay in there forever. He's got to come out, so we're waiting.
Inevitability is there, of course. But now, this child has the opportunity to be the first one in the new year. First child born in the new year. That'd be a wonderful birthday to have, wouldn't it?
Well, my birthday's on the 7th, so we were hoping that, okay, if he comes tonight before midnight, that would be great. But I told Ann, I said, well, if he can't come tonight, he needs to hold off until the 7th. And that way, Grandpa and Granddaddy can have the same birthday. Now, wouldn't that be something?
I just looked at, I was looking at the calendar before you called me and noticed that your birthday's on the 7th. And then that occurred to me. And then it also occurred to me that that's a tough thing to ask. That's a really tough ask. Truly it is. Just ask Mama. Come out of there, please. Okay. Well, it is good to hear you call Vanette tonight, and it seems like I've heard call signs that I haven't heard in a long time. So maybe the word got around. And it's a pleasure to have you as our net control tonight. It truly is. And I say that with all due respect for circumstances. So Anna checked in via EchoLink. Is she on a trip again?
I'm out in Ham Shack. She's in the house. But her and her sister went to the Netherlands a couple weeks ago to the Christmas markets. Her and her sister's always wanted to go to, you know, European Christmas markets. So they spent a week in the Netherlands and pretty much got everybody's Christmas for Christmas morning from the Netherlands. So I got a European bread box to, you know, put bread in, you know, because I've gotten into baking bread and all that. And got a nice, really sharp set of kitchen knives. And first 10 minutes cut the end of my finger off. Literally. So, other than that, it's a good Christmas. How about you?
Things are really popping around your house. Well, before I say about me, just wanted to ask. I just wanted to tell you that your little video that you sent of your baked goods. When you popped that thing out of there, Donna was watching with me, and she says, "Oh my goodness, I wish I could do that." And, well, I guess if she put her mind to it, she might be able to do that. But she also asked, where's he getting his instructions? I don't know, recipes, but are you taking formal instruction in a school or a class or something like that?
YouTube, Julia Child. That's all I need. So I got an iPad in the kitchen, and me and Julia just go at it, you know. And I also got a one of Julia Child's books from, was it 50s, 40s, 50s, 60s, whatever. The French Chef, you know, first book that she put out. So that's, you know, one of my prized possessions. So, yeah, you tell Miss Donna I am formally trained from YouTube and Julia. So there you go.
Mention to her that you are learning from the best, truly the best. She's been around a while. I think she's no longer with us in body, but certainly in spirit. Nobody can forget Julia Child. If ever you saw any of her programs, she
makes a deep impression on people. She did on me. And back in the, I guess it was the late 70s or the first couple of years in the 80s, I was crazy about sourdough bread. Now, there's no trick to sourdough bread, although the starter is kind of different than other breads. But what I worked on the hardest was kneading the bread. There is, I think it's a little more than a ritual, how you do the bread. You make the quarter turn, you give a push through, and you bring it around another quarter turn. You know what I'm saying? And I got the hang of that, and I kind of enjoyed it. It was almost therapeutic. You kind of get lost in it. Do you know what I mean?
That's KO4NUE with KK4JPQ. So actually, there is a process. I mean, if you want to hear it, I'll tell you. I got it all, you know, figured out, and the names and all that. So, so first process is called auto lease. And auto lease is when, you know, you add the water to the flour and the yeast. And there's no structure to it at all. You pick it up, it just breaks into pieces. But if you let it sit without kneading it for 20 or 30 minutes, this amazing thing happens, and it starts to build these little strands like thread, you know. And then how you knead is, you know, just as important as what, you know, whatever type of bread you want. But you're right, there is a process to it, and it is kind of fascinating to watch that lattice work being built and add structure to, you know, a piece of, 425 grams of flour. It's amazing what you can do with flour and water.
That was really a neat moment when I looked over at Donna when I saw it. I turned away and looked at her, and her eyes were so big. And, you know, it shouldn't be a surprise that a man can make a good loaf of bread. Most bakers, I think, in the past were male, you know. But, you know, from what I learned, I guess when I was, I think I was watching a movie once, and there was a baker who owned the bakery, and he mentioned, this was news to me, he mentioned that he had to come in at 3 o'clock in the morning to start making bread for the little town that he lived in, because everybody would be around for their loaf of bread for the day, you know, when he opened his shop. And bread takes a while now, don't it? I mean, and it's, you can't press it into a smaller time. It takes its time. Am I right?
Absolutely. It takes its time. The longer, the better, you know. But, you know, I've got this kind of figured out. You know, you can slow the process down, putting it in the refrigerator, or you can leave it out on the counter. What I do is leave the oven light on, just the light, and that maintains the oven between, you know, 76 and 80, about 84 degrees, and that's perfect environment, you know. A little proof box, if that's what you want to call it. But that seems to work out really well. And how you cook it is kind of critical. I mean, I've learned a lot with that. I have gone through, let me just tell you, I have gone through 27 pounds of flour, no joke, in the last 2 months trying to get this figured out. 27 pounds, and I believe I've got it. When I showed you the Christmas tree loaf in the video, I think I got it.
That was the most beautiful thing. Donna and I spoke about it for, you know, quite a while afterwards. How did he do that? How did he get the look of the Christmas trees in the pan? Now, you don't have to give away your secrets, but we've talked a great deal about how you got it to look that way. But beyond that, people who are listening right now,
whether you've ever made bread or not, or, you know, anyone in your family makes bread, you gave one of the nicest tips, a proof box, and you got it. If you just turn your oven light on and put your bread in there, it's a nice warm environment. Our house has, just aside here, our house has been cooler. Maybe it's because we turned down the heat a couple of degrees. We thought we could stand that, just a couple of degrees. It was set at 71, so now it's set at 69, and that's a change. So anyway, if the house is at 69, you can't leave it out and imagine that the thing's going to proof like it should. But you got a proof box with the oven. I would never have thought of that. Was that one of Julia's recommendations?
I actually started measuring the temperature of the starter, you know, trying to figure out what's going wrong with what I'm doing. And got to reading a little bit, and, you know, it's helpful to be between 76 and 84 degrees. So I tried, you know, covering the bowl of dough and setting it on the heater vent, and, you know, and that'd get too hot. And you get it near the wood stove, and it dries it out. So finally, I just said, you know, I got to figure out some way to get some kind of controlled heat, you know. So lo and behold, the oven light, and I swear, Larry, I believe oven manufacturers, that's why they make that light bulb the size that it is. I swear, I believe that's why they do it, just so you have a good proof box, and it's perfect for it.
A really good tip. Really is. Now, I have to admit that I've never read the instruction manual that came with our stove. But I'm going to to see if perhaps they do recommend it as a proof box. That's terribly interesting. Anyway, it really is nice to hear your voice, and I meant to ask if you had to replace your phone recently. I understand. Do you still have the same number?
I have the same number, and I've been meaning to give you a holler, but just been so busy with the repeater and all. If you hadn't had a chance, check your email, because we finally got Skywarn Link up and operational, so it's connected as we speak and working just fine. So it's quite a milestone. Took all in all, a little over 2 years to get that to happen, but we finally got it. We're real excited about that.
And a mountain of progress made, considering how you found it. And, well, it just needed some help along, didn't it? But you went beyond just sprucing up the place, way beyond sprucing up the place. And I know everyone that has any connection is terribly thankful. I know I am. And with that, I'm going to wish you a good evening. And both you and Anna, I trust you had a marvelous Christmas. Folks blessed with a large family such as yourself, just know that there are some of us out here that envy that. Truly, we envy that. There's nothing like having family around at Christmas time. So, have yourself a great new year. I know you will. This is KK4 JBQ. Back to you, Chad.
Here to you, Larry. Miss Donna, if you're listening, hope all is well. And appreciate you dropping by tonight. 73, Larry. All right, any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4NUE.
But I'll be here for some rag too.
NUE. Kilowatt Echo 4, India Romeo. Steve, I'm in Inman. I'll be negative and negative, but standing by listening.
Station, let me make sure I have your call sign right. That's KE4IR, is that correct, sir?
Roger.
Roger that. Okay, we'd like to welcome KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry and Greer and Easley. He brings along his wife, Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, and also KE4IR, Mr. Steve and Inman. Any additional stations, Alpha 3 Zulu, please call KO4NUE. Heard? So with that, next on the stump is KC4SKD. Mr. Larry, go ahead. You got it, sir.
To you and the net, this is KC4SKD. It's been kind of peaceful around here today. Didn't really do much. We're trying to stay away from all the flu and sicknesses around. We normally go to church, but we didn't this morning. I felt really bad for not going either, but, you know, I keep hearing so many people with the flu. So we did go to mother-in-law's house. She fixed us a really good lunch. We had turkey burgers with turnip greens, black-eyed peas, macaroni and cheese, and some fruitcake cookies. So we enjoyed that, and we came back to the house.
After that, well, I got got a lot for Christmas, but the kids got me a Blackstone grill to go, you know, on the back porch. And we have a big Christmas meal every year at Christmas. You know, have country ham, grits, hash brown, biscuits, you know, broccoli casserole, hash brown casserole, red eye gravy, swamp gravy. I mean, we got it all, you know. So we've been cooking in the kitchen for years. That old country ham, boy, it just smells the house up so bad. So finally, the kids just bought me a big Blackstone. So, 40 inches wide. Boy, I'm telling you, cook a whole ham on that thing, Larry, at one time. It's amazing.
I just came to mind when you were talking about that. Back when the Shelby Ham Fest was going on, my wife and one of her friends rode up to, I think it was Brevard, and they were sitting in some little restaurant, and Rhonda was telling her friends, well, Larry's come to the Ham Fest. There was a couple of guys sitting over the next booth that didn't know what ham radio was, and they wanted to, they asked them, so where's all this good food at?
I see. Well, I can understand that, you know. We've got a little newsletter we publish with the club, and we put it out on the internet, you know. Well, we got contacted from a kid in Wisconsin who somehow or another stumbled across the website, and he, you know, evidently had to do some kind of letter for, you know, in his class. Had to write a letter or something as part of the class, I guess. So, hey, we got a letter from him from, you know, out in Wisconsin. And he wanted to know how did, you know, ham radio get its name? You know, why ham? And a whole bunch of other questions, too. You know, of course, you know, a couple of me and the officers got together and we wrote him back, you know, wrote him a nice little letter and so forth. But I think we published his letter in one of the newsletters a couple of periods back. But yeah, I know what you mean. That's people don't understand sometimes. And you try to explain to them, they still don't. They just go, oh, I don't know what are you talking about, you know, that kind of thing. So you just have to be here and understand it, I guess.
But it was right comical. Those guys are wanting to know that. But anyway, don't really have a whole lot planned for tomorrow. I do need to go replace the door expanders on our storm doors. The rubber pieces wore out on them. So I'm going to try to get that done tomorrow. And a few little things. I started redoing my workbench. and I'm going to try to get that finished. I got to paint the handle, put the handle on it, and get that done, and just see what else needs to be done around here. Don't want to work too hard because I got to go back to office on Tuesday, and don't want to overdo it, make myself tired, wore out.